Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode, which will be playing on YouTube as well as the normal podcast feed. Excited to talk a little bit about some holistic health and some really awesome, some herbal supplements, I guess you would say. This is curcumin, of course. And I spoke with a really nice lady that goes by Kelly Fitzchizzle on social media. You can find her on Instagram, spelled exactly how it sounds. And she brought on her doctor as well. Sounds like a great guy, someone that's very focused on actually helping people get over their health issues instead of just making money like the big pharmaceutical companies tend to do. This guy is, what we would expect and hope for when it comes to, medical practitioners. This is Dr. Jeremy Thornton. Seems like somewhat of an expert on this stuff, for sure. I mean, I really enjoyed listening to him kind of break down some of the things that he's seen when he treats patients with this really powerful, concentrated version of turmeric, which a lot of people are familiar with. We get into this a lot. I met Kelly Fitzchizzle from my buddy Ghost, who runs the My Third Eye podcast. They talk about her backstory a lot, so I recommend you go and check that out if you're interested further. Full disclosure, I did buy some of this stuff, waiting on it to get here, and I'm excited to try it out. You know, Ghost said that he got rid of his tennis elbow almost instantly. It sounds like one of those things that's too good to be true, but then you look at the testimonials that people give after they've taken this stuff, and it sounds really similar to Ghost, but it's a wide variety of problems. As you know, a lot of problems that we have when it comes to health stem from inflammatory issues in the body. And so when you have something like a concentrated version of turmeric, this is definitely going to help you out. Going to get to the root cause, as they call it. So I'm not an expert on this stuff, but I like to think that, I talk to experts, and I would definitely consider both of these two, both Kelly and Dr. Thornton, experts in this field. So with that being said, I always do housekeeping up front here, guys. Patreon.com/DangerousWorldPodcast. If you want to get into the bonus portion of this episode, what I'm going to do is talk about that Pluto shit that I've been saying for a little while, where, I'm not a big astrologist, whatever you call it. But this is fascinating, which you will hear me say fascinating a few times in this episode. It's kind of an inside joke between me and my podcast friends. How many times I say fascinating when I'm interested in a topic, because I don't have a wide vocabulary. And that is the word that I go to when I'm interested in something. And I want to make it seem like I'm smarter than I am. It's the only four syllable word that I can really say on call. You know what I mean? So anyway, I get into the Patreon portion talking about more of a better description when it comes to what I learned about the significance of Pluto getting back to the same spot as it was when the United States started. Essentially, this is a really interesting sign for all empires. You can think of it, a kind of cliff note here for you. You can think of it as like, when you're born, let's say you're a Pisces, and this is the example I use because I'm a Pisces. When you're born a certain year, people tend to think that they have these characteristics because of where the sun was when they were born in relationship to the earth, right? Which we live on, I think, allegedly. You know, you're going around in the same thing. And so when the sun is in this spot, yeah, I mean, it may have some characteristics. The stars are aligned the same way. And people supposedly tend to be similar when they are born in the same times of the year. Now, Pluto, it takes 248 years to revolve around the sun. So it's the same concept. It just happens every 246 to 248 years, given the country, the size of the country, all this stuff. I'm going to get into it more, like I said, in the Patreon. So again, patreon.com/dangerousworldpodcast. Also, the store, if you want to purchase any merchandise, support the show in that way, wear some cool gear, or have some cool stickers, which I'm getting some new ones made, just go to dangerousworldstore.com. The new t-shirts are $20. That COVID world tour deal is, it's a fun one. Should make some people mad. If they just, you know, the same people that are saying that COVID is dangerous are also saying that we need to help Ukraine. And then once this whole Ukraine thing is over, they're going to be on the same side as they were before, which is not wanting borders, not wanting a Second Amendment and all these things. I can go on and on about the hypocrisy on both sides, but I mean, we're going to see it from these globalist supportive, you know, structures, which is, you know, it's unfortunate, but it is the country that we live in. Also, guys, you might see that I'm wearing this hat if you're viewing it on YouTube, this dope-ass beanie. I love Operation Tinfoil. We just started working together a little bit. It's a brand-new company, small brand for now, but I think that they are going to be doing some great things in the future. This is, of course, EMF protective clothing. You know, for a long time, people who research conspiracies were called tinfoil hat wearers, and it was considered an insult to us. Well, today's sponsor happens to disagree with that statement. In fact, they think that we should be wearing our tinfoil hats proudly. And again, that's because today's sponsor is Operation Tinfoil. They sell this amazing beanie that you see me wearing that they lovingly call the tinfoil hat. This beanie is lined with a silver mesh, and I'll actually show you. This is nice. When it's hot outside, this kind of keeps you a little cooler. And when it's cold, it actually does really do the job and keep you warm. I live in Tucson. It's hot during the day. Gets a little cold at night this time of year. And sometimes I forget I'm wearing it because it's just so darn comfortable. And the silver lining, which again, you can see in the hat, actually blocks out 99% of EMF radiation that we're exposed to in everyday life. Talking cell phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, even the massive you know, energy that's getting pumped out by all these 5G towers that are just popping up all over the place. We really don't know what kind of effect these things are going to have on us in the future. So fellow conspiracy theorists, it's time to give your tinfoil hat an upgrade. Go to www.weartinfoil.com to save $10 off the normal price just for you Dangerous World listeners. Again, that's www.weartinfoil.com. Protect that noggin ears, man. It's all that you got. You know I don't have too many brain cells I can lose. So I'm very excited to be working with a company like this, which I think is actually doing some great work in the world for our health. Fits right in with this holistic health thing, right? Blocking electromagnetic waves. Again, one more time, guys, weartinfoil.com. Awesome company. Great dude. Really, really great dude. And a quality product, man. This logo is cool. I actually want to make sure that you can see the logo on the beanie. It's simple, nice. I love it. I love this hat, man. So again, thank you. Big, big thanks to them. It's hard to make sure that I'm doing this the right way when the camera's reversed. But anyway, guys, enjoy the show with Kelly and Dr. Thornton. Learn some stuff here. If you have any questions, I can direct you to her Instagram. She's very knowledgeable. She does sell this stuff, but as you'll hear, she's really not scamming, I don't think. I mean, I wouldn't have her on if I thought that this was any kind of scam. And I also wouldn't purchase it. And I will keep you very much posted on what the effects of this nice little you know, supplement that I'm going to try out. I'm going to let you know what it does. I'm going to be honest. Because, yeah, I don't want to steer you in any wrong direction. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited. But in the meantime, guys, enjoy this episode with Dr. Thornton and Kelly Fitzschizel. And I'll see you on the other side of this. And I hope to see you over there at patreon.com/dangerousworldpodcast. Thanks for all your support, guys. Enjoy the show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have two individuals on that I'm very excited to talk with. Never met either one of you, and I am really honored to have you on. Heard about Kelly Fitzshizzle from My Third Eye podcast, Ghost, great show, and he recommended that I have you on. And I wanted to also have what sounds like an incredible doctor, Dr. Jeremy Thornton, talking about some holistic healing, and more specifically, curcumin, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, which is turmeric. It sounds like what it is like if turmeric was like, you know, medical marijuana, you're talking like your strong, like concentrates are the curcumin stuff, right? Yeah. So
nice analogy.
Yeah, I mean, it's something a little more modern, right? So first of all, how are you both doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great. Super excited to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be great. And Dr. Thornton, how are you this evening?
Doing awesome, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. This kind of stuff is fascinating. We were kind of briefly speaking before we started going here. I'm really curious. You know, we obviously, like I said, we heard a little bit about Kelly and the whole adventure that she's gone on from My Third Eye. I'm really curious as to how you got into this field, Dr. Thornton, because, you know, there is tons and tons of school that goes into traditional westernized Rockefeller medication, whatever we're going to call it right now, right? But it seems like there's still so many problems with the health industry, especially in the United States. What pushed you into this field specifically?
Well, that's exactly it. You know, the Western medicine is totally focused on symptom treatment, right? And so many of our chronic diseases are related to lifestyle and poor diet and toxicity. And Western medicine doesn't look at that. It's put everybody in a box of a diagnosis, right? We diagnose you with a disease name, and then we match a drug therapy to treat that disease name, and then we forget about the rest of you, right? Because now you're just labeled as this person, and we quit looking for answers too. Because once you get labeled a diagnosis, then there's only a handful of things that we know can treat that diagnosis. So then we've got this handful of drugs that can treat this diagnosis, and then you're kind of stuck in that circle of this disease. Here's the medications we know that can help these symptoms, and that's about as good as it gets, right? And I'm not against traditional medicine. There's times that we need prescription, we need drugs. But my philosophy is while we're doing that, we may need to even start there, but why not get to the root cause of where the health issue is coming from, right? Where this disease process originated, what's triggering it, what lifestyle issues brought this on, what genetic issues, you know, where did this come from? And if we can get to the root cause, more than likely, most conditions we can resolve with natural medicine and lifestyle. And eventually not need prescription medication many times. And so, you know, that's kind of what I always say. You know, they say that standard medicine is primary care, right? We hear that word a lot, primary care medicine. And then what I do is called alternative medicine. I think that's backwards. I think that what we need should be primary care, right? Let's start with lifestyle. Let's start with nutrition. Let's start with nutritional supplements. And then if we're not making the progress, or if then we need to go deeper, or we need something more aggressive, then let's do standard medicine, which would be alternative. So
that's such a good point, man, because, you know, it, honestly, the way that you're putting it, it's like, you know, when you go to the doctor, they almost tell you once you're out of shape, once you have high blood pressure, maybe you should start exercising. You know what I mean? It does seem very backwards. Instead of, yeah, exercise, eat good food, make sure that you're getting good supplements, like Kelly mentioned on Ghost Show. Exactly. 'Cause there is a whole, I mean, you can spend what you want to, it seems like, on vitamins. And I think you get what you pay for, it seems like.
Absolutely. Just an example, I had a patient come in recently. He was a young fellow too. He's probably mid-30s, a little bit overweight, and was diagnosed with diabetes. He just went in for a regular checkup, did some blood work, found out he had diabetes, got prescribed some medication, and was sent on his way. And so he came in, and we were just visiting, and he said, "Yeah, I've got, and now I have to take this medication." And I said, "Well, did your doctor talk to you about diet or lifestyle, or that this could be possibly and probably reversed?" And he said, "No." And so we talked, you know, and we said, okay, this is how we're going to get a few pounds off. We're going to get more active. These are some things we're going to tweak with the diet. And within just a few weeks, he didn't have diabetes anymore and wow. didn't need medication. Right. And so that's, again, the medical doctor was doing what he's trained to do. And I'm sure he was trying to get that blood sugar under control with this drug, but left out the part that, hey, could we also maybe reverse this with some lifestyle changes and get to the root of the problem. So,
yeah, you know, I've talked about this a few times on my show. Actually, I actually dated a girl a while ago where her father was a really, really great salesman for Pfizer. Right. So they go and they talk with the doctors, and she told me about the process that they go through where, you know, and he was like the best in the state. I live in Arizona, and I guess he would like win trips to Hawaii every year because of the amount of drugs that he was selling. And she would tell me that the company Pfizer would allow, you know, these individuals to go out, and they would allow them a certain amount of money to spend on like schmoozing them, whether it's dinner, whether it's gifts, whether it's whatever. How is this legal? You know what I mean? And obviously there's so many shady things that these big pharma companies are up to, but, man, that sure seems like blackmail to me. And then you get these doctors pushing these drugs. You know, we also have seen the things on TV where it's like, ask your doctor if you need this medication. That's one of its side effects is suicide. You know, it's insane. Yeah. It's laughable, but it's tragic at the same time where, you know, what is the answer, you think, to getting more and more people in the direction of what's unfortunately called alternative health? But I, like you said, it should be the primary method.
Right. And I think the tide is shifting to a certain degree. You know, we hear a lot more about, you know, natural medicine. We hear a lot more about, you know, for example, you know, wasn't that many years ago, you didn't hear the term functional medicine or integrative medicine, right? That was, that's more of a new concept, but that's kind of where things are turning a little bit towards the natural side of things. But, you know, has always been a fight, you know, because Big Pharma is very powerful and, sure. And they don't like competition for their customers. And so other doctors that are doing things naturally, that maybe lessen reliance on pharmaceuticals or God forbid we helped somebody heal themselves, right, of a condition. But, you know, it's all about money and power. And so the, you know, I did a talk recently, we were talking about diabetes, for example, you know, and one of the common recommendations was that somebody that's diabetic needs to, you know, have 40 grams of carbohydrates per meal. And then, you know, and then have, you know, two or three snacks in between meals. And, you know, and that's why they use the term manage diabetes, right? They don't want you to not be diabetic, right? Because diabetes brings a lot of medicine because of their chronic healthcare issues. Because once you have diabetes, then you have all this inflammation and all this insulin resistance that drives other health problems. And we have high blood pressure as a result, or we have obesity, we have heart disease. And so we don't hear doctors talking about reversing diabetes, and it's very possible. And we see it done all the time. We hear it managed. Let's manage your diabetes. You know, let's cut back on the sugar, but still eat 40 grams of carbs per meal, which is never going to resolve their diabetes. Yeah, eating that many carbohydrates a day. And so
doesn't that just turn to sugar? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Don't carbohydrates just turn to sugar in your body?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so they're staying away from the white sugar. And a lot of diabetic patients are trying to do their best, right? And they end up eating all this, you know, chemically processed, sugar-free, you know, things that are out there and the diet pop and all these things. And they're probably eating less sweets or cookies and things like that. But, you know, they're pounding away the breads and the pastas and mashed potatoes, right? And all of these starches and carbs, which rapidly turns to sugar. But their, you know, their diabetic coach or their dietitian told them they can have up to 50 grams of carbs per meal. So, you know, why not? But as a result, they're not getting any healthier, right? And And so we work with patients. That's just one example of many of where we get stuck in the medical mindset. And it's about drugs and about a diagnosis, not about recovery and healing and getting the body back to, you know, balance. Mm.
It's interesting. And so, Kelly, I was curious, too, as to how you found out about, you know, we've been talking about inflammation and how that's the root cause of all, nearly all diseases. Maybe I'm wrong by saying nearly all. Maybe it is literally all. But how did you find out about this miracle deal that you guys have been talking about?
Well, like I said, I'm kind of a supplement natural health junkie. I love researching it, and I've completely opted out of the allopathic model. So I only see my, you know, holistic chiropractor at this point. And, you know, I've taken turmeric for years. So I follow Dr. Jeremy on Facebook. And I don't know how we became friends. I think during the whole COVID thing, a lot of like-minded people just kind of started connecting.
Yeah.
And he had a group going that, teaching people about this new supplement. And I was like, well, of course I'm going to go to the group because I love supplements. And I mean, it hooked me right away because I've taken turmeric for years, just powder capsule turmeric. And I take so many supplements. It's like, I don't know if it's doing what it's supposed to be doing because I take D and I take zinc and I take all these other things. So of course I wanted to try it. And within 3 days, I could tell a noticeable difference in my sleep, my mood, my energy. And I was like, wow, this stuff really works. And then within 5 days, my back pain went away. In fact, I've only been to my chiro. So normally I go to my chiro once a month I have like a slight scoliosis. So just to keep that kind of pain free. And I've only gone once since I've been on the drops. My back doesn't hurt anymore. So they just kind of prove themselves to me, you know? And then as you have probably heard me say, the testimonials, which Doc was like, just wait, you're going to get, as soon as you get some friends and family on them, which is why I wanted to sell them. Cause I wanted to be able to, you know, buy them at a cheap price to get all my people on them. And they just keep coming in, you know, so they're helping so many people. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to pick some up from you because it is interesting. And just hearing Ghost, who I've never met in person, but I trust the guy very much. He's been a really loyal friend in this little podcasting world that we have. But yeah, so I'm definitely going to get some, and it seems like it kind of just is all over the place with what it can help you with, you know, like high blood pressure. He was talking about all kinds of things that was helping him with tennis elbow specifically. I know we're kind of short on time with you, Dr. Thornton. Is there any like insanely shocking changes that you've seen from people specifically on this curcumin stuff?
Boy, so many things. You know, I've used turmeric and curcumin for probably 20 plus years in practice and personally. I was very familiar with the research and application of curcumin and turmeric. but, you know, it was always about bioavailability and being able to utilize curcumin and turmeric as a lipid-like substance, an oily substance, and to try to get something like that into the bloodstream that's mostly water is very challenging. So a lot of the early studies that they found all these amazing things that curcumin could do and turmeric could do were in a lab. Right. And test tubes and cell cultures and things like this. And they were founding all these things. And then they tried to apply that to the human body with an oral administration. And they were having horrible results or weren't having the same results they were seeing in lab studies. And so they that has been known for a long time. And they've tried to do some different things to improve absorption of curcumin. They've added black pepper extract. They've done some liposomal stuff and it has improved to a certain degree. But when I ran across the research on this, they call it BioMS technology, this curcumin technology, which is out of Germany, they claim 277 times more bioavailable than standard curcumin or turmeric. So that got my attention. I thought, well, that's real. And that's legit. My patients are going to notice a difference. Quick, right? It's not going to be kind of like a lot of supplements we take because we think we should, and we don't really notice much. That this would be noticeable, and indeed it was. Mm. Even most of my patients who were already on a form of curcumin prior, you know, I said, okay, where'd my bottle go? We're going to trade your curcumin capsules for this little thing here, and they were blown away and I was blown away by the changes that made. in their body. And I'm talking everything. You know, I focus mostly on autoimmune disease and chronic inflammatory conditions in my practice. So we treat a lot of, you know, everything from Hashimoto's to MS to lupus and things like that, all the way to, you know, inflammatory bowel diseases and we treat a lot of blood sugar problems, but I was seeing across the board, everything was responding so much faster when we added this in there. Probably the most exciting things that I'm seeing is in the area of inflammation, especially when I'm seeing, we use autoimmune disease, for example. The immune system's attacking the body, right? Or attacking organs or attacking tissues and structures. And as a result, we when we do blood work, we see all these really high inflammatory markers. And we see these increased antibodies, right? These antibodies let us know that this immune system is attacking this tissue. And just adding in the curcumin, we do a lot of other things with lifestyle and all these things we talked about earlier. But when we added in the curcumin, seeing how fast those inflammatory markers responded and dropped, plummeted, just adding those, you know, few drops a day, seeing those antibody levels drop, indicating that the immune system is calming down, isn't attacking the body like it did before. You know, hearing patients with rheumatoid arthritis that couldn't make a fist, couldn't open a jar, you know, within days being able to close a fist and easily pick things up and open things. Seeing, you know, thyroid conditions improve where the immune system isn't attacking the thyroid anymore, and the thyroid's able to function better again, and being able to come off of, you know, thyroid hormone or reduce it because the thyroid's now not getting, you know, beaten up every day by the immune system. So it's, I could go on and on about the things that I've seen personally in practice, but, you know, I think what's most exciting is seeing people get their life back that are riddled with inflammation, whatever that cause might be, whether it's, you know, arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis or just wear and tear and injuries.
Does heart disease fall into that category too? Inflammation?
Inflammation, yeah. It all goes back to inflammation in the arteries, inflammation in the heart, starting the cascade of changes in that they call the endothelial lining in the blood vessel, starting to cause some hardening, some dysfunction, which starts to lead to plaquing and other things. Cholesterol usually gets blamed for all that, but I could do a whole talk on just that. But it's really back down to inflammation and what that's done to the artery, where we start to get plaquing, not because the cholesterol is there. That's kind of like blaming the fireman for the fire. But it is inflammation. And so what we're seeing in the cardiovascular world is improved circulation. You can actually measure vascular inflammation in diagnostic testing and blood work. So we can see those markers respond. We see improvement in blood pressure. We see, for example, recently we've seen a couple of patients with peripheral artery disease, right, where they don't get good circulation down to their feet, and they're prone to injuries that don't heal well and things like that. And seeing dramatic improvement in the healing process in their extremities. You know, I feel like I'm rambling now, but those are just a few things that we've seen. And curcumin can help those things. But, you know, I was using multiple capsules multiple times a day because curcumin is rapidly metabolized and excreted by the body. And sure. So at best, most curcumin products may be measurable in the bloodstream for maybe 2 to 3 hours at most, and not reaching very high concentrations. And a lot of times not reaching a level that is therapeutic to see much benefit. This new curcumin technology is in the bloodstream within 5 minutes at a cellular level within 15 minutes. And it's still in the bloodstream over 24 hours later, which is unheard of for curcumin products. So that's why we're seeing some life-changing testimonies. And Kelly has the information on the group where if people are interested, they can check it out and just see for themselves what people are experiencing.
Yeah, I definitely want
about the group. Oh, sorry. The cool thing about the group on Facebook is if you go in, which you taught me, Doc, if you go in, you put in an ailment that you're looking for, you'll see all these studies pop up that people have already shared. You'll see people talk about what's worked for them, that you started with five drops or they took theirs at night, or, you know, just lots of help and lots of, and I feel like a lot of people are finding this support group type of thing where they're like, oh my gosh, I can connect with people all over the country that have, are dealing with the same thing as me, and they're getting results from this product. It's just so cool to see. And I'm a healthy person, but it just brings me so much joy helping people and just seeing the great results they're getting. Like one of my new clients, Jennifer, I mean, she brought me to tears when she was messaging me. She has fibromyalgia, which I don't know a lot about. I had to kind of look it up when she was telling me about it, but I guess it's, she doesn't know where her pain's going to be. And she gets skin issues and all kinds of different stuff. And within 3 days, she was like, my pain's down to a one or two. She's like, I feel like you said, I feel like I'm getting my life back. Like I'm able to live. I'm just like, oh my gosh. So she's like, I'm on it for life. You know, she's a believer.
That's incredible. And, you know, I want to get into, I know, Dr. Thornton, that you were short on time. If you wanted to head out here, did you want to plug your, any kind of way that people could connect with you, get more familiar with your work? And then I have one last question for you after that.
Yeah, they can certainly follow me on social media, Dr. Jeremy Thornton. We do have a Facebook page. I'm not very great with social media, but I try to have a presence there. We have a practice in Missouri. We do some long distance work with patients all over the U.S. And are able to help people virtually too, as well, even if you're not in Missouri. But you know, I mostly came on here to support Kelly and to share this technology, because I really feel like this area in natural healthcare, much less traditional healthcare, is lacking something that truly works to this degree. And so that's why I'm here, is to get the word out on that.
Yeah. And I really do appreciate it. I can't even tell you how much, because I agree with what you're doing. Even though I just met you, I'm just kind of getting familiar with what you're doing. Serious question though, are you ever afraid of big pharmacy or big pharmaceuticals, or like the medical industrial complex, as I call it? Are you concerned with the work that you're doing, or does that not cross your mind?
Yeah. No, it's always, I think, on the mind of everybody that does what we do. Because we hear so many stories, and we see people that get shut down, or that they try to come after people, their license, or, you know, different things. And so, you know, we don't broadcast far and wide all the things that we do in our practice. We try to stay pretty small scale, but we serve a big need in the area of functional medicine, and just helping people. Not necessarily replace traditional medicine or allopathic medicine, but to be another mindset to look at root causes, right? And a lot of times, if we can get to the root cause, we don't need as much medicine. So,
yeah, I really think it is admirable work. So thank you so much. And thank you for the time that you shared with us today. I know everyone's going to be really excited to hear. And hopefully you'll get some traffic and people looking into this liquid gold, it's called, correct?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you again a million times, Dr. Jeremy Thornton.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Kelly.
Take care, sir. So, Kelly, I am very interested as to how, again, I know we kind of touched on it. We heard about it from Ghost as well, or Ghost Show, I should say. Getting into this whole thing, what made you really like want to sell this stuff so cheap? You know, like I know that you want to help people, but it seems like, you know, it just seems like a really great money making opportunity. Maybe you don't see it like that, but I think that a lot of people would you know, try and take advantage. So what keeps you just kind of honest with it?
Well, I said, I'm a teacher for one thing, you know, so I obviously have the life purpose of, I feel like I have the life purpose of being here to help people, you know, and definitely natural health is my jam. You know, I teach PE, so I'm lucky, because a lot of people in education these days are, you know, not necessarily teaching exactly what they want. Well, I get to teach the kids that movement is healthy, all the benefits of fruits and vegetables, the benefits of sunlight, you know, all that stuff. So I do feel like it's my passion. Teaching people to heal naturally is my passion. That's so awesome. that's why, I mean, you can, like I had told you before, I think if I direct people through the website, I would make more money. And that's great. If people want to go through the website, it's definitely worth the price on the website, no doubt about it. And a lot of people pay that, but I love that I can buy it in bulk. I just love that that's the model. I'm allowed to buy it in bulk and I can do my thing with it, you know, and I'm able to sell it for cheaper.
And I saw that you actually just got, what is it, a salon or some?
Yeah,
there's a location
there. My first distributor. Yeah,
that's awesome. So you're growing it a little bit, even though you're really hooking people up, you're still growing a sort of a business in a sense, right? Maybe it's just like a little side thing right now.
Yeah.
But it's pretty incredible because like when Ghost was telling me about it before I had heard anything other than just what was going on, I was like, well, shoot, is this like Herbalife or something like that? And then I start learning about it. I'm like, well, damn, I'm definitely going to get some. So you recommend just going straight through your Instagram, which is what?
What is my Instagram? Just Kelly Fitzschizzle, I guess, is my Instagram. And I guess if you could put that link through the show, but yeah, I think it's just Kelly Fitzschizzle.
Okay. And what do? They just DM you and say, hey, I want to.
Yeah. Yep. They can just DM me. And if they send me their address, then I will gladly ship it to them.
Okay.
Yep. And then eventually, I'll try to kind of push for, usually what I do is I give a really good deal if you buy two bottles, just because that kind of means I have to ship it less. I know you're going to want to buy a second one. So sure. Usually after the first bottle, I'm like, all right, we're going to do two and you're going to get a better deal. That way I don't have to deal with, which it's been fine. Like I've got about 80 clients right now, which is great and it's manageable, but I do want to grow it. And I think it will grow. It's only been a couple months and it's growing, you know? Yeah. In the summer, when I have more time, when I'm not teaching, I'm going to devote more time to kind of going around to chiropractors' offices and trying to meet with more naturopathic doctors in the area and just share, you know, share what we're seeing and all of those types of things, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. Isn't it exciting when you get into something new like this and you're like, well, shit, this could be a great opportunity for not only me, but for so many people.
Yeah.
Because I mean, what's better than like actually doing something that you like that can help people? You know, it just seems like a really great win-win situation. And, you know, I didn't get the opportunity to ask the doctor this, but I'm sure you're very familiar with the whole deal too. Why not just take a ton of turmeric? Why this specific one? I might sound like a goofy question, but I'm genuinely curious.
Well, and I think like what he was explaining, even if you took, I think it's like somewhere, I don't know if it's 40, I think it's somewhere around 40 turmeric capsules that you would have to take to get close to the level of bioavailability. It's still not going to be staying in your bloodstream for as long, because the whole idea with this tech is that it's covered in this micellization process that allows it to go into your bloodstream, and the powder just doesn't have it, you know? So even if you took 40 turmeric capsules every day, it's not necessarily going to be getting into your bloodstream properly or staying in your bloodstream for the length of time that this stuff does, you know?
Yeah. You just pee it all out. Like vitamin C, they say that same thing with vitamin C too. You said a big word there and I didn't really catch what it was. And I kind of wanted you to explain it. It's like
it's micellization, which I wish the doc would have talked more about, but I did send you a link for like, it's a super short video where like the CEO of this company, so it's a German company, Vitify, the CEO talks about the process, you know? Okay. So if they want to understand more than what I've said, because I all I know is that's what it is. It's the micellization process where they take, so the nanotech, right? And I, you know, Ghost and I had talked about like people hear nanotech, which I did too when I first heard it, and we think like, no thank you, I'm opting out of anything that involves nanotech. But really all that is taking the potent aspect of the turmeric, the curcumin, and then dicing it down into a tiny, tiny particle, covering it with this micellization process so that it can get in the bloodstream. So that's all that it is. But yeah, definitely put that link in the show notes so people can watch that super short video that explains the tech.
Okay. I was going to play the video, but I'll just wait. Should I do that?
You can do that.
I'm trying to find, so you click on the American flag here.
And I can do it too if you want me to. I always go onto YouTube and just put in BioMS Vitify, but yeah, I send it to you, I think.
Yeah, I see it. I'm just trying to find the video. Yeah, let me do this. I'll have you do it so that we can share the screen, because I am technologically retarded. I'll tell you that right now.
No, believe me, I'm not much better. I had to teach Zoom. That's the only reason I know how to do some of this stuff.
Well, yeah, and this, okay, here we go. So now you're allowed to share whatever you want. Yeah, because I was going to put this on YouTube. You did get the doctor's permission to do that, correct?
Yes.
Cool. because I don't want to be doing, I always find it so scary. Like when you're doing this stuff, you hear so many times about people that find breakthroughs in like cancer treatments and things like that. And then they just like get in a car accident and stuff like, you know what I mean? So it's always,
dude, yeah, for sure.
I give these people mad props for just coming out and sticking their necks out to help people without like, you know, just making tons and tons of money.
One of the things that, so I'm going to actually be going back on with Ghost to talk about sound, crystal bowls and sound therapy and sound healing. It's another thing that I offer at my work, and I just set it up. My friends actually are the bowl players, but she had shared this presentation with us about how they had these studies and these images showing that gongs can actually explode cancer cells in your body. Ooh. It's crazy. Yeah. And this doctor, it was somewhere up in the Northeast. You could probably look it up, but he was using the sound to heal his cancer patients. And mysteriously, within 6 months of him like promoting this publicly, he supposedly committed suicide. And obviously he didn't commit suicide.
Well, you know, what's crazy, you're talking about that. I got to get you connected and maybe with Ghost too, with this lady. Her name is Dr. Sherry Edwards. I don't know if you're familiar with her work.
Uh-uh.
So I had her on recently. She talks about, I mean, she has some diagnostic thing on her website where you can speak for 30 seconds and it'll tell you this list of health problems that you might have. And we had her on, me and a friend of mine. She told me some health problems that I have without ever knowing me. And then she didn't even know that my guest, my co-host, was going to come on, and never met him, never heard of him or anything, and told him a few things wrong with him too. So she could have gone and listened to old episodes to hear me talking about some problems that I have, but there was no way she could have found out what you know, kind of situations that he had. You know, that's the Simpsons. Cool. Yeah, the Simpsons TV show reached out to her because she does like frequency things, and there's this thing called the Brown sound where there's a certain frequency. It's specific to each person, but the sound plays and it makes people shit their pants, I guess. So this is like, and so the Simpsons was making an episode about it and they reached out to Dr. Edwards to kind of give them some accurate information. She didn't do it, I guess, but she has incredibly interesting stuff. So I'll shoot you her email. I'm sure she wouldn't mind talking with you guys for sure.
Cause cool. She's, that's awesome.
Right up that stuff, that frequency stuff. But yeah, let's hear.
I love all that stuff. Okay.
It's fascinating. All right, here we go.
All right, I have to skip
this. Low grade inflammation is the underlying factor.
Oh, the ads. You got to love the ads.
Over 90 to 95% of chronic illness. With it.
Used to like that dude. Don't let him like that dude anymore.
We learn.
Have you ever tried to mix water and oil together? Seems impossible, right? The same thing happens in your body. There are foods and substances which your body simply cannot process in a correct way, so it disposes of them without absorbing all their nutrients and benefits. One of these substances is curcumin, which is the active substance in turmeric.
And one of the things that's always discussed regarding curcumin is it's poor bioavailability, so it's poor uptake into the human body, and that basically limits its suitability and usability.
Turmeric is a root that comes from India, and it offers great benefits for the body. In fact, its use has been documented for more than 4,500 years in both gastronomy and various therapeutic purposes, making it one of the founding plants of the world's oldest medicine, Ayurvedic medicine. That is why, nowadays, the use of turmeric in food supplements is becoming more and more common, being the active ingredient in four of the five best-selling food supplements in the world. Vitify founder and CEO Shane Brady explain us what it's the BioMS technology and why makes Nanify a unique food supplement.
BioMS technology has come to revolutionize the supplement industry by combining three types of technology. First, we extract the active curcumin metabolites from the turmeric root. Then we break those down to nanometric size required for immediate absorption into the blood. And finally, we apply patented micellization processes to make the lipid ingredients soluble in water. Nanotechnology is simply the reduction of any material to a nanometric size. That's 1/1,000,000th part of a millimeter. To give you an idea of how small that is, just imagine that you split the thickness of your fingernail into 1,000,000 parts. That's the size of a nanometer. Now, there's a classification process with the nanotechnology industry. The Woodrow Wilson Center has classified 49 patents for nutritional supplements worldwide. And in the U.S., there are only 6 companies that sell nutritional supplements with patented nanotechnology. Vitafy is one of those companies. In order for the body to absorb curcumin, it first has to reduce it down to a nanometric size. That's true for any substance absorbed into the bloodstream. But with a lipid, it also must be encapsulated in a nanocarrier-type structure, one that is soluble both in water as well as oil. That's called amphiphilic, which means that it can swim both in water as well as oil. This nanocarrier or nanotransporter is called a micelle. Micellization is almost like putting a costume on the curcumin nanoparticle. If you buy any other powder turmeric or curcumin product and you try to dissolve it in water, you'll quickly realize that it doesn't mix well. That's because it's an oil-based substance, which is why it's hard to absorb on a cellular level. The micelle solubilicet is the costume that is put on the curcumin nanoparticle so that the body can absorb it. Blood consists of water, so now the curcumin micelle can swim through the bloodstream and arrive to the cells. Once there, the lipid ingredient can pass through the cell membrane.
For the first time, we have very, very high levels, the highest that's been observed with such a small dose of curcumin, and it's about a 185-fold increase in bioavailability. So after 24 hours, there was still plasma concentrations that are comparable to the maximum plasma concentrations in other studies that have been published. As far as I know, this is the most potent solution to overcome the low bioavailability of curcumin that's been published in the literature so far.
If we take the Nanofy curcumin dropper and add some to a glass of water, we can see how it mixes with the water and dissolves perfectly. However, with the powdered curcumin capsules, the oily substance literally floats on the surface of the water and does not mix well.
For the first time using Nanofy curcumin with vitamin D3, we can bring the benefits of curcumin to the body with a bioavailability proven in clinical studies to be 185 times greater than powdered turmeric. Just 10 drops of Nanofy curcumin with vitamin
D3. There was like the 1, the 17, and the 185. Most people that are taking turmeric are just taking that 1.
Right. And one thing I was going to mention to you is, you know, even one of my friends who is just a skeptic, and she's like, well, I'm just going to buy my turmeric at Costco because I found a liquid turmeric at Costco. And I'm like, it's not even close. It's not the patented technology. And that's about the 9 is what Doc told me. Like if you're buying a liquid, you're probably getting it about the 9 level as opposed to the 1, but nowhere close to obviously, you know, 200 or whatever it was, 177.
Interesting.
D3 equals 27 tablets of turmeric powder. Feel good with Nanofy curcumin and transform your life into what you've always wanted.
And if you don't mind, while I have the screen, do you mind if I share a couple things?
Not at all. Yeah, I'd prefer you to, because yeah, this is, like I said, I know nothing about this. Usually I do. I know a lot about the topics that we're covering. This is kind of a fun thing for me to just learn right now.
Okay.
I have already my address sent. I just need to figure out which way you prefer payment.
Awesome. Yeah, you can Cash App or Venmo, whatever you like.
Cash App is easy. Okay.
Perfect.
Cash App for sure. And what's the price?
It is $35 plus the $5 for shipping, so it'll be $40.
Cool. And what's the brand? It's that
Vitafy is the brand. Okay. Oh my gosh. Here we go. Okay. So yeah. So just in case anyone's curious, if you go through the website, it's $50 a bottle plus tax and shipping. It comes out to $60 for a bottle. They do have deals. Like if you're on auto ship and you're doing it through there, you can get it for cheaper. So what I do is I sell one bottle typically for $40. If you buy two bottles, then you get it for $35 a bottle. So if you buy two bottles, you get it cheaper. But then when I'm shipping it, I've just been charging the 40. So instead of charging 45 for shipping, I've just been charging the 35 plus the 5 for shipping. So I still want people to get that $20 discount, but the benefit to buying it, not that I think anyone would return it because it's helping almost everyone, but if you buy it through my website, it's a 30-day money back guarantee. They'll actually give you your money back if you don't like it. So that is a benefit of going through the website link.
Yeah. Okay. So
I just wanted to go through, I'm not going to like talk too much about these, but just to give you an idea of how many, there's so many studies out there on curcumin, and my computer's going to be glitchy. Okay. So he talked a lot about curcumin and autoimmune disease. So I won't go too much into that. I will share, just, I know you already heard me talk about this, but for your listeners, there's a woman in the group who used to be a spokesperson for a pharmaceutical company for her, because she had autoimmune disease, and she's doing the peace sign in this picture. And she's like, this peace sign means something else to me. This is the pose I used to do for my pharma company because I only had to take their drug 2 times a year. But she's like, the truth is I didn't like the way it made me feel. I had all kinds of side effects. And now she just takes the curcumin. She manages with the curcumin. And I mean, obviously, I'm sure her holistic person has her doing good lifestyle intervention, but it's powerful, you know, seeing this person who used to work for pharma, you know?
Wow. Yeah. You know, it is, it's such a weird system that we have right now. And like you said, so many people are kind of finding like-minded individuals when it comes to like, I mean, that's the one thing that makes me think that this pandemic thing wasn't planned. Like the one thing, there's so many reasons I think that it was, but the one thing is it's like, if it was planned, this was the most epic miscalculation that they could have ever had. You know what I mean? It just blew up in their face. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, they're still kind of getting away with all their stuff. So
I know there's days when I have, the outlook of like James True always says, best apocalypse ever, because exactly. It is bringing, there's lots of bad, but it is, it's waking people up. It's bringing more people to natural health. Yeah. And I think it's definitely like, I love social media. Used to just be like, eh. Now I really like that I've connected with all of these different people from all over the world. It's super fun. You know, like I never would have met you or Ghost. It's just a matter of knowing you guys were like-minded. And I was like, okay, cool. You know,
it's exactly the same thing with this goofy little conspiracy podcast community. There's so many great people that, you know, I've gotten more friends like all over the world than I do in my own city at this point. You know what I mean? Just talking with so many different people and building relationships with people I've never met and might not ever meet in person, but it's really, really cool. It's interesting. So what do you have lined up here?
Okay. So this one is curcumin in depression, which again, I'm not going to go through all of these, but what I want to point out, I just want people to get an idea for all the different ailments. Sure. In a lot of the conclusions in these studies, like I actually printed when I was getting ready to go on with Ghost, I printed all the studies and I was really trying to like go through and make sure I knew my stuff. A lot of the conclusions will say, which Doc kind of mentioned, if only it was more bioavailable, like we're seeing crazy results, unbelievable results, if only it were more bioavailable. And that's why this stuff is so fucking awesome, because it is more bioavailable, which is why people are actually seeing these awesome results. Sorry, my dog's going to start squeaking. Here we have diabetes. Oh, and here it is. I have this one down here where it says, from the findings, it seems that curcumin's clinical efficacy is too good to be true. However, poor bioavailability and limited, you know, some in whatever it says there, limited major limitation to therapeutic utility. Basically, it's not bioavailable enough to do what we need it to do.
Okay.
And so, arthritis.
Have you heard of that company? They were making fulvic acid. It was called Black Oxygen.
Yes, I did hear. I know there was some kind of drama. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
So supposedly they were a great company. I mean, Ghost and I actually, it's funny, you know, him and I were talking in a previous episode. A really nice lady sent me some of that. I had a dog that passed away of cancer a few months back. And before he died, this lady sent me this stuff and was like, yeah, either rub it on his tumor or put it in his drinking water or whatever. And I did. It was just too little too late. You know what I mean? But then I end up finding out that this company is an incredible company. But then, you know, Big Pharma comes after them and busts them. You know what I mean? And we were talking.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And we were talking with another conspiratorial minded dude, a skeptic person. Like I said, when I heard Ghost, even someone I trust, talking about this curcumin, I was like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, let's be real here. And then, so that's why very excited to try it. But I mean, I'm skeptical of everything just by my nature. That's why I'm interested in all of this, you know, all the topics that I cover. this guy's the same way. And he was saying, you know, if you can get your hands on some of that, I will buy that stuff off of you for double what you paid. You know what I mean? Plus shipping to England and all this stuff.
Wow.
I just can't find it anymore. So it just sucks. So I'm just concerned anytime there's something great like this coming along, yeah, that's no reason not to buy it. It's just, it's a scary situation because like we were talking about, I mean, Big Pharma is freaking powerful.
Yeah. Yep. For sure. Yeah. I think, I feel like if you, did you watch that Dope Sick show? I mean, you already know all of it probably anyway, but I mean, that show's out there and it's the truth about what that family did with the opioid crisis. They knew they were killing people the whole time. And I mean, if anyone has like a little bit of, you know, even an ounce of trust for Big Pharma left, it's like, watch that show, you know, because
the Sackler family that you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, they're pieces of shit. They made OxyContin.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's insane. So this one is anti-inflammatory. Oh, neurodegeneration. So that's another thing that I think you know, and that's the world that we live in, unfortunately, with the air, with all the aluminum that they're, you know, spraying down on us. Every person who has dementia and Alzheimer's, when they look in their brains, there is aluminum, right? So the curcumin is helping prevent Alzheimer's and dementia. So it's been studied to help with that, which it's just a really great, even if like a person like me, who I'm just healthy and I want to, you know, I believe in eternal youth and I want to keep my eternal youth going for as long as possible. So most of my supplements that I do take are for prevention. I mean, I do think it's a really great one just to add, and it's affordable and it does so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to, I made a video a couple of weeks ago trying to tell people like, you can eliminate some of your supplements, you know, like I'm starting to cut back and because just, I'm going to see how powerful this stuff really is because I don't think I need to take all of the other ones. This one, I could actually tell a noticeable difference, you know?
Does it help people lose weight and things like that? Cause the two main things that I'm very, very concerned about selfishly, you know, for my parents, heart disease and, you know, weight loss, I guess it'd be called.
Yeah. You know, people, there's several people in the group, are you on Facebook? Did you say?
I am, but the only thing I focus on is freaking Instagram. I mean, even my YouTube isn't huge, but I'm trying to grow it. But yeah, like I'm not really on Facebook. Well,
do you mind if I pull it up and I'll go into the group and I'll show
go
you?
For it.
Okay. Cause I just want to show you, like, if I go and put weight loss, you'll see, what people have said about it. Cause I see it all the time. Like me personally, I mean, not that I'm trying to lose weight, but people who I guess maybe have some type of inflammatory marker that's preventing them from it. So let me find it.
So you're talking to people that take, you know, they're constantly on a diet and then they're on this next diet and they just can't lose weight. This right. Should help those people.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. While you're doing this stuff, I'm just going to ramble because the audio is way more trafficked than the video, unfortunately.
Okay. Oh, but yeah, I'm sure.
So yeah, no, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I'm real excited to try it. Like I said, I already sent you the information. I want to get this stuff. And, I mean, I do drink, I enjoy my alcohol.
Me too, buddy.
There you go. Well, there. Okay. So we got, 89. Is this kilograms or pounds here? What do we got? Yeah, 89 point.
Okay. So, this is his glucose. So he's saying he's getting his glucose under control. Oh no. And he also said he's able to break the 202 barrier that he's been at. So he's losing weight.
Oh, wow. It goes down to 70 something kilograms, right?
Yes.
Oh shit. So 10 days after the use of Nanify. No, what's Nanify?
Wow. It's Nanify is the name of the actual drop and Vitify is the company. So I know it's the same thing. So sorry. I know that gets a little confusing. The company is Vitify, but they call the drops Nanify.
Okay. Yeah. Even when you're looking at that picture, you can see that the lady has an arch in her back in both pictures. And you can see her arm fat even shrank a little bit too. So it's not just like she's sticking out her belly, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
She also added a probiotic. I would guess that she probably had some like IBS type of issues going on in the, you know what I mean? And it helped with the inflammation. This person's asking. Okay, so this is just saying that it does help burn fat.
Did you know turmeric helps to burn? It helps to burn fat. The Tufts University study found that turmeric can contribute to a weight loss and prevent the growth of adipose tissue. Not going to even pretend. It says fat inside the abdominal cavity between the organs. So that's that stuff that's really, really tough to reach, I'm assuming, through diet. Yeah.
This is because it helps the body break down fat over time in a healthy way. Okay. Well, like I said, I'm going to try this stuff and I'm actually really excited because Ghost is pretty excited about it too. And you say you have to put it in hot liquid.
So it needs to be something warm. And they do say you could do like room temperature, but I feel like it mixes a lot better. And look, you just saw that someone just put it in there. Okay, I'll stop the screen sharing now for a second.
Okay.
I actually just got one of those little frothers because it's just so easy. You know, you froth it. It's like 10 bucks on Amazon. You start that thing up for 5 seconds, 3 seconds, and it just mixes it up so well. Well, here's what I do. I put it in a little small cup of tea in the morning that I'm going to drink right away. And you could just put it in, if you could just put it in warm water, if you wanted to just do it like that too. I prefer not to put it in like coffee or something I'm going to sip on just because I want to make sure I'm getting all of it into my body. I don't want to waste any of it. So like I'll even use it and you'll see there'll be like a little film around your cup still because it's freaking that orange turmeric. It's bright, you know. I'll pour a little lukewarm water in, swish it, and then just drink that down too to make sure that I'm not wasting any of it, to make sure that I'm getting all of it. That's what I like to do. Now, you can also put it directly under your tongue. Like one of the girls I work with who loves it, she just puts it directly under her tongue because she said it's just the easiest for her. She doesn't have time in the morning. The only thing with that is it's super thick.
Yeah.
You just kind of feel it.
Like hours probably.
And you don't have to... For a while, people get paranoid about the teeth. So turmeric actually has teeth whitening properties also. So people get paranoid because they're like, my toothbrush is yellow. And oh my gosh, it's going to stain my teeth. It's not going to stain your teeth. It actually make your teeth whiter, but it will stain your clothes. So be careful if you have on like white or something, because it's just super potent. You know, it's that bright color, that bright orange color.
Yeah, I put some turmeric on I made Brussels sprouts earlier and I threw some turmeric on there and I dripped some on the counter on accident and it's still yellow. But yeah, I did hear you say that it whitens your teeth, right? So, I mean, that's interesting. It just seems like one of these things. Now, have you ever heard anyone in all honesty say that they're disappointed or they were expecting more? Someone that's maybe being a little too optimistic with it or anything like that?
Yes, I have. Let me think here. I think about four people who have told me that they can't tell a difference. Okay. And I mean, it's really low considering have 80 different people, but and there's really no explaining it. I know one woman has leukemia and I'm really excited to see her labs because she had her lab work done before she started it. And she's not giving up on the curcumin because she believes the studies, you know? She just told me, she's like, listen, I can't tell a difference. She's like, but I'm not giving up. She's like, I believe that it's good for me. She's like, so I'm going to continue. And then I'm going to let you know what my lab work says next month. So I'm super excited about that because if it would make a difference in her lab work, I mean, that would just be huge. And we'd have the evidence that that's the only thing that she changed, you know?
But I think it could also be something in her mind. Once they show the lab work, she might start realizing results later. Because another thing that I'm curious about is she taking some sort of like pharma medication that could be fucking with the way that it should operate, right?
I mean, yeah, and that's something else to consider. And I think that I think it depends on people's levels of inflammation. And also some people who like me, I mean, I'm just an overall healthy person. So it's like, but I could tell, I mean, I could tell within a few days, but yeah, I do have, and then my friend's mom who I really, but she has like, she needs double knee replacement and she just has really bad knees. So I was like, okay, we're going to get her on it. We're going to get her some relief. And she was like, it didn't help her. You know, she didn't get the relief we were hoping for. And I think in that some of those situations where you're just, if you're already like bone on bone, you might have a little bit of relief, sure. But I mean, there may not be a whole, you know, in that situation, it may not be the right thing. I mean, not that I still wouldn't think it's a great supplement, but you know what I mean? But I was disappointed because of course I wanted to help everyone. I feel really bad when someone's like, it didn't. No, Bo, when someone told me that didn't help.
Yeah, at that point, it seems like surgery is the only option if you're talking bone-on-bone type stuff. But yeah, that's fascinating. I'm very, very interested, and we'll get it going. I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to kind of share here. I didn't want to keep you too long because, like I said, I want people to go over and check out your story on Ghost's show, My Third Eye Podcast. You get into that pretty good. And that's an interesting little deal, how you get into the whole world of not just the curcumin, but I don't know. Would you call it alternative health is really like a big passion of yours now, or just the way that.
Yeah. Okay. Natural. I love natural healing. I think that we're getting back to the way that we're supposed to heal. And like Doc had said, you know, that should be the alternative medicine. In that book, I think I had mentioned it. I highly recommend the book Regenerate. Kelly Brogan, who I talked about her books, but her husband Sayer has the book Regenerate. And I mean, he's amazing. I'm still reading it, but he goes into the exact campaign that the Rockefellers did to call all these holistic doctors quacks, and to make sure that all these herbs and spices that they were using were completely taken out of the curriculum. And now he's obviously going into the details of why we need to bring it back. It's a really great book, but man, it's just mind blowing. Cause it's like, they just did such a great job. I mean, all these people are just hypnotized now by science, you know?
Well, it's in the 30s, if I'm not mistaken, is really when they made all these changes, right? The Rockefellers.
Yeah.
Because they did the same thing with the music industry. And that's one thing that I was researching before I started talking with Dr. Sherry Edwards, the frequency lady I was telling you about. Everything was set to 432 hertz.
Yeah.
That was the standard tuning. And then It changed to like, I forget what it was, 440 or something. And the 432, it's kind of like this connection to the universe or to God or whatever you want to call it. Like I'm agnostic myself, but like they'll say that it's a connection to God. It's within our DNA, and if our DNA is an antenna, hearing this music at this frequency, it lets you channel back and forth with God. I mean, I don't know all the theories behind it, but the Rockefellers changed that same system, right? I mean, they changed the music system in 1939. I know that date or that year, but yeah, like it's just like this family had their fingers in everything with pop culture. You know, the Rothschilds were just focused on money, and the Rockefellers have music, they have medicine, they have culture, they have everything. So yeah, I mean, some evil families with some serious motives.
I think we will overcome. We have the frequencies and the natural herbs, all that stuff. I mean, that's how we get ourselves back to where we're supposed to be. That's how we used to heal. I mean, there's so many ways to heal. I think you can heal with light. You can heal with frequencies. You can heal with, you know, all of these natural things that come from the earth, but that's definitely how we're supposed to heal for sure.
Yeah. Natural stuff. Right. I mean, yeah. Getting out in the sun, feeling the dirt. I mean, you know, putting a mask on your face is definitely not natural. You know, maybe just getting sick and getting over it would be the best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. But yeah, I think that there's reason to believe that some of this stuff's changing. There's some weird things going on all aspects of things. I'm looking into some astrology stuff right now. That's fascinating with like Pluto returning and all kinds of weird, weird things. And it's just like, well, hopefully we don't have to apologize to the QAnon people. That's all that I have to say, because we've been calling them crazy. And if they're right about this, I'm going to be pissed off. But as long as things end up being better. But so anyway, Kelly, I appreciate you so much for hopping on. This is incredibly interesting information. I'm excited to get my vial and experiment, and hopefully we'll get you some more. I will definitely share my experiences with not only you, but my listeners.
Yeah, I'm excited. Keep me posted. And always, like I always tell everyone, all my customers, like reach out with any questions, because sometimes you just have something like, should I take it at night? Should I take it in the morning? You know, and it's different for everybody. But one thing I will say before we go, the power of it to me is that it does what it needs to do in your body to bring your body back to a state of balance. So it's like, I've got people who say, I don't have energy. Now they do. I can't sleep well. Now they sleep well. You know what I mean? Because people will be like, I don't know. You told me that it helped you with energy, but does that mean I can't take it at night? No, because it does what it needs to do. It just brings your body back to a state of balance. So you could take it at the time that feels right for you. You know, for me personally, I like to take it in the morning, but my son's girlfriend who has anxiety, she takes it at night and she sleeps like a baby every night now. So it just depends on you, you know?
It's interesting too. And you said that you can even give it to dogs. So that's like an interesting deal. There's not much medication that can be shared between, like my dog right now, one of them, her name's Moo. She has a urinary tract infection, I think. And the damn Petco down the street didn't have the medication. So like I'm giving her frozen cranberry as treats. Frozen cranberry juice until, you know, I can get the stuff in. I'm actually going to go to another location right now. But
you could start giving her how much does she weigh?
Oh, probably 60 pounds. She's like a skinny. She looks like a Great Dane almost, but she's much smaller than a Great Dane would be.
Okay. I would just give her one drop. Like my dog's a baby and I just give him one drop a day. He was having like loose stool. It cleared up his loose stool immediately. The next day, his stool was fine. But people use it to clear up their allergies. This one woman, oh my gosh, in the group, her dog had seizures and it stopped the seizures. And then she was like, wanted to make sure that it was the drops. So she stopped the drops and the seizures came back. I mean, yeah. It's amazing. So yeah, I love that. Like my dog too, like yours, like my baby died about, I guess like 9 months ago. And I tried so many things to help his legs, to help his skin issues, and nothing would work. You know, I was trying all the natural stuff. I wish I would have had the drops in, but yeah, that's the great thing. The kids can take them. Your pets can take it. It's just great for inflammation in all of us. Mm.
Very interesting. Well,
thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. And I'm so happy that Doc came. It was awesome.
Of course. And yeah, you're welcome back anytime. I'm sure. I don't know if you'll end up on one of Ghost's little talk at the taverns or one of our group chats that we do, but I'm sure
I'll run into cocktail hour. I'd love to attend.
Yeah, we always are just drinking and just talking about random stuff. It usually gets a little weird. I took some shrooms last time, so it was fun. But yeah, no, it's just a fun little group chat. But anyway, plug your stuff. I'm going to make sure that I plug it at the beginning. I know that we kind of threw your Instagram out there. If anyone wants to get any of this stuff, the best way that you recommend, they'll save quite a bit of money here, almost 50%, is just DMing you, asking for it. Anything else you want to share?
Yep. No, just feel free to follow me on Instagram or email me, any of the above. And I'm excited for people to try it. It's really an amazing supplement.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Kelly. And thanks for getting your doctor on. He seems like an incredible dude, brave guy, and you're brave too. And I think you guys are helping change the world a little bit. So until next time, guys, you will be hearing from me very shortly. And go check out Kelly's work. Thanks, everybody. So I don't know. What do you think, everybody? I think that, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to let you know how it goes for me. Hope it clears up some of my digestive problems, some of my inflammatory issues that I know I have on a day-to-day basis. You get used to living in discomfort. And so I'm excited to see what this is going to do for me. Again, I'll keep you posted. And head over to Patreon. We'll be talking about this weird Pluto shit, man. It's pretty interesting. I'm not an astrology guy, but this caught my attention. And I do a little deep dive here in the Patreon for you $3 members. So thank you, guys. See you over there, Patreon.